You are listening to The Game Plan on the official Raiders Podcast Network. Here's your host, JT the Brick.
Joining us is one of the greatest coaches of all time, one of the greatest NFL legends of all time, my friend, the great Tom Flores. Coach, great to talk to you. I hope you, your family, your wife, your kids, your grandkids are all safe. How are you?
Everybody's safe. Everybody's staying home and or working from home, my kids. My grandkids are not going to school right now, and they're all staying home and driving their parents crazy. And we are in the desert, Barb and I, and we're driving each other crazy by isolation.
Absolutely. For Coach, I wanted to talk to you because you're one of the great leaders of my lifetime. Do you find yourself in a leadership role, not only with your family, but your friends and people in your community, reminding them how important it is to follow the rules now and do the right thing?
Well, I do when I have a chance to. You know, right now, you know, you can't interact too much with people because nobody wants to, other than on the phone, nobody wants to talk to you. We can't have get together at functions anymore. I had 3-4 events that I was supposed to go to the next couple of months, and they were all canceled, including the memorial or the celebration of Sam Bogosha, dear friend of mine and offensive line coach for 9 years, who passed away. Mm-hmm. We couldn't give a nice farewell to him. So a lot of things going on right now. You just don't plan on these things happening, but when they do happen, do what's right. Do what's right for everybody, not just for yourself.
Tom Flores joins us. Coach, interesting time with the draft. I can imagine, first off, let's have some fun talking about after you retired as a player and went into coaching, some of the early memories of getting into the war room when you did with Al Davis and Ron Wolf and the staffs along the way with Coach Madden. What were some of your early memories of the draft process leading up to the day?
Well, the very first, my first draft was, I had only been with the team about a month, I think, in 1972. And we drafted, 1972, we drafted Mike Siani, first round. We drafted David Casper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure who was the second round. Cliff Branch in the fourth round, Dave Dalby in the fourth round. Skip Thomas in the seventh round. I think John Vella was a second-round choice that year. So we drafted all starters. And of those guys, they were great players. That was just a great draft for us, a 1972 draft. And then we drafted another draft shortly after. We drafted Ray Guy. I said, why are we doing that? I wasn't that veteran in a draft room. And I said, Rod Wolf said, because he's the best player on the board. The guy can come in and help us right now for the next 15 years. And he did.
Yeah, he turned out
to made the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, made the Hall of Fame, the greatest punter of all time. And, Coach, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about with you. It's amazing how the world has changed now. Free agency, and back then that wasn't the issue. You were drafting players to have for a decade. You would keep your players longer, and you could really turn around a franchise quickly and build on it if you had one or two great drafts back-to-back, which you were a part of with the Raiders.
Yeah, you could. You did. And knowing that you're right. And knowing that you're going to keep them all until they can't play anymore or you want to move them someplace else. That was the issue in those days. You didn't have to worry about the salary cap. You didn't have to worry about free agency and a lot of stuff that was going on. Or in the banking's early years, so you didn't have to worry about it. So it's a much, much different draft than now. You didn't have a statistician and a finance guy in the room through the draft telling you how much you had to spend.
Tom Flores joins us. All right, Coach, you got to give me one Mr. Davis story. What was it like if you did all of your prep, all of your work, and you knew you had the right player, but obviously Mr. Davis had the final say? Must have been unbelievable times because he was the most knowledgeable guy in the room, and he was also doing these deep dives on all the players and knew everybody.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he was the one that would stress sometimes and reach out for a player that he liked. And one thing you had to know Al. Ron Wolf knew Al very well because he was with him since Al was came to the Raiders, you know, that's when I met Ron Wolf. And so I played for the Raiders in those days, and then I came back as a coach. And I knew him pretty well. And you had to know when he had a favorite and when he didn't. If you had to know when to argue and when to not, what battle you could win, what battle you couldn't win, because he had the last choice. He had the ball belonged to him. It was always in his court. So, you know, when he wanted to reach out and grab a guy like Wade had the first round, nobody questioned that part. And then, we got a guy that changed the world, as far as putting goes. And, he drafted Kenny Stabler in the second round, I think. And he didn't play for 5 years, didn't start.
Incredible.
See, those days, Cliff Branch in the fourth round, played right away, but didn't become a real star until his third year. So there was a lot of difference in those days. Nowadays, you have to find out a lot earlier if a guy can play or not.
We know that Las Vegas is not only getting an NFL team, but also 60 years of rich history. What message can you send to Las Vegas and these fans here as they await the arrival of the Silver and Black?
Well, I think they're in for a treat. They're in for entertainment. They're in for character. I don't know how much of the character they'll bring with them, but they will bring character, including some forms probably of the black hole and some forms of the tailgate parties and the team on the field. The uniforms have not changed in about 57 of those years since they all came to town. And so they because every other team, with a few exceptions, have changed or tried to change their personality. Raiders never have, and I think they'll be consistent as long as the Davis family owns it, that they won't change their personality or their existence or uniforms, anything. And they'll be fun to watch. It'll be fun to watch. It'll entertain it. Las Vegas is a perfect town for the Raiders. It really is a perfect town.
It is absolutely great. My wife, Julie, says hi to your wife, Barb. I call her Mrs. Flores, as always. My best to your family, Coach. We miss you. We want to see you. We know when this virus ends and everything becomes normal again, we'll be seeing you often in Vegas, and we can't wait for that.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with the draft. I guess, there's no way they're going to have a draft as normal, but I was kind of looking forward to coming in town and watching that from there, but I'll get an opportunity. Right now, there's not much you can do about anything. You can't go anywhere. So, I enjoy the conversation. Thank you for the interview because I'm going crazy here.
Hey, when Mike Taylor told me you were coming on, and we talked for a while, and again, you're always welcome. We want to talk to you all the time, and especially for all your contributions off the field and on the field. We're going to have many more of these, Coach. So all the best.
Well,
stay safe.
Yeah, I got 60 years of football in me, 60 years of NFL football, so I've got a lot of stories. I can't remember them all, but they do come up once in a while after I talk about them. It's always fun talking, JT.
Always great, Coach. Thank you. There he is, Tom Flores, as he kicks off the show for us. And it's really important to me that we continue to talk to Coach Flores because he's one of the most generous men I've ever met. I'm honored to call him a friend. When I get to travel with the team and we're on the road and we sit down and have a breakfast or a lunch or a team meal before we get on the bus, and just to be in his presence... Just to be in his presence, and the fact that he's still waiting for the Hall of Fame really aggravates me. Aggravates a lot of people that man who was so generous with his time during this pandemic at this stage in his life has to wait for the Hall of Fame. A four-time Super Bowl champion, the first Latino quarterback ever in NFL history, the first Latino head coach to ever win a Super Bowl, and he's won two. And they went out and put other people in the Hall of Fame before him? You want to talk about what bothers me in sports and life? I can't tell you how emotionally upset I get when I talk to him knowing that man should be in Canton, Ohio, in the Hall of Fame with his wife and his grandkids, and I'd be there in that tent at that party with Mark Davis and the whole family of Raiders who have been waiting for that. And for whatever reason, the Hall of Fame can't get that right. And Cliff Branch just passed away, one of his greatest players, and Cliff's not in. So I apologize for the emotion, but it bothers me. And it's not fair that that man has got to go on the radio and talk about his career without a gold jacket. It's not fair for that man and his wife to sit in Palm Desert in their home during this time and not be able to look up and to know that he's already in the Hall of Fame, and we got to wait another year or 2 years for this. It's an injustice. It's an injustice.
Thank you for listening to The Game Plan on the official Raiders Podcast Network.